I was raised in a land of mills and drizzle, and I'm here to tell you of my life. Mother died in childbirth. Father grieved and faded. Aunts and uncles stepped in. Called by my country to a frozen frontier, I met a woman on my return, with a warming smile and a no-nonsense loving heart. I was good with numbers. I worked my way up. Weekends of games and laughter. The world was shrinking, horizons expanding. A boy came. I cried with love and for the parents I lost. Then a girl who mystified me with her wildness. Middle years hurt my body and soul. When death came to the aunt who cared most, I saw light flooding the chapel, found new meaning in the world, climbed hills to read books of wisdom, looking down on my town. I saw the threads connecting life. The boy turned to me at 18, said, "Dad, I'm barely coping." I told him, "I've been there. You'll make it through." The girl and I fought and laughed and loved fiercely. The woman with the warming smile stayed at my side. We strode out on moors, heard birdsong together, rejoiced in our babies' babies who came to us, radiant with trust, bouncing with joy. And when our bodies objected, we sighed for our youth. I panted as the moors grew steeper. The surgeon's knife was wielded. Hands trembled, vision faded, memory hesitated. It wasn't quite clear where I was. I withered in the hands of the nurses. The end felt slow, but really it came fast. I live on. When the boy and girl and those they love notice my photo in their homes, I am nowhere and everywhere now. The mills have gone, but the rain persists. So do I. When the woman drives past spring flowers, and in all their games and laughter, their walks on hills, their sense of what it means to live the only life you can.